The general election is months away on the Kuala boundary, but sexual assault allegations are resurfacing against a candidate for the Tribal Council for the Eastern Band of the Cherokee Indians. Here's more on the story. A recent Wall Street Journal investigation uncovered alleged sexual abuse by doctors and workers employed by the federally run Indian Health Services. That report included a 2016 allegation of sexual abuse against a minor by maintenance worker Nathaniel Bunsey Crow at the Unity Healing Center in Cherokee. The allegations weren't reported to Eastern Band Police or the Tribal Protective Services Agency, Cherokee Family Safety, for 7 months. Crow worked at Unity until March of this year, and advanced in this month's primary election for an Eastern Band Tribal Council seat representing Big Y and Wolftown. Cherokee Family Safety referred BPR to Principal Chief Richard Sneed for comment. Sneed himself up for re-election this year says that the 7 months it took for the IHS incident to be reported to the Eastern Band is unacceptable.
But the bigger issue is this pattern of behavior from IHS. That's the story, right? And it's like, it's reminiscent of the Catholic Church, this pattern of behavior where the IHS is not protecting the most vulnerable, these children who are in their care.
Sneed would not comment on how these allegations could impact the upcoming tribal general election on September 5th. Dr. Beverly Cotton became the new IHS director for the southeastern region in February. She explains a new CEO was named at Unity this year and that they have updated sexual abuse protocols.
I'm committed to making the necessary reforms at Unity and ensuring transparent communication with our tribal nations in an effort to restore their trust in the services we provide to Native youth at Unity Healing Center.
The Federal Office of the Inspector General is currently looking into all of the allegations against the IHS. This is Lily Knepp, BPR News.